Good evening, this is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is campaigning in Uttar Pradesh today. Addressing an election rally in Mirzapur, Mr. Modi said that the country has decided to form a BJP-NDA government for the third time because of its good intentions and policies. He accused NDA alliance of trying to make Prime Minister's post a musical chair. Indian Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign in Bihar and Punjab today. He will address public meetings at Ara and Kaimur in Bihar. From there, he will go to Punjab to hold a public meeting in Ludhiana this evening. Cyclonic storm Remal has intensified into a severe cyclonic storm. It will make landfall between West Bengal and Bangladesh coasts around midnight tonight. Named by Oman, Remal, meaning sand in Arabic, is the first cyclone over the Bay of Bengal in this pre-monsoon season. India Meteorological Department has warned of extremely heavy rainfall in the coastal districts of West Bengal and heavy to very heavy rainfall in North Odisha today and tomorrow owing to weather system. Extremely heavy precipitation is also likely in Assam and Meghalaya and heavy to very heavy rains in the other northeastern states of Manipur, Nagaland, Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura. Meanwhile, the authorities of Kolkata Airport have decided to suspend flight operations for 21 hours from today noon in view of the possible impact of Cyclone Remal. A total of 394 flights, arrival and departure in both international and domestic sections will not operate to and fro the airport during the flight suspension period. The death toll in the Rajkot fire incident has reached 27. Gujarat State Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi, who visited the site of the incident, told reporters that strict action would be taken against whoever was responsible for the tragedy. He said, prima facie, it is learned that the cause of fire was lethargy of a welding person. A special investigation team, SIT, has started its investigations. He further said that the responsible people, including the owner of the game zone, have been picked up within a short time of the incident by police. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel visited the accident site and got the details of the rescue operations, including the causes of the accident. Gujarat High Court has taken Suomoto cognizance of the fire incident at GRP Game Zone. The issue will be heard in the Gujarat High Court on Monday. As many as 6 newborns were killed and several others injured in a massive fire that broke out at a children's hospital in Delhi's Vivek Vihar area yesterday. At least 12 newborn babies were rescued from the fire incident. Presently, one infant is in the ICU and 5 others have been admitted to a hospital. Delhi Fire Service said it received a call regarding the incident at around 11:30 p.m. and 16 fire tenders were immediately rushed to the spot. The cause of the fire incident is yet to be ascertained. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the news of death of many children due to a fire in a hospital in Delhi is heart-wrenching. In a social media post, she said, "May God give strength to the bereaved parents and relatives to bear this shock." The president prayed for speedy recovery of other children injured in the incident. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said he is extremely distressed by the loss of lives of newborn children at the hospital. He expressed condolences to the bereaved family members at this hour of grief. He hoped that the injured will recover soon. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the fire tragedy at a Delhi hospital is heart-rending. He said his thoughts are with the bereaved families in this incredibly difficult time. Mr. Modi prayed that those injured recover at the earliest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced assistance for the families of the deceased who lost their lives in a tragic fire incident in Gujarat and Delhi. In a social media post, PMO said an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund would be provided to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In Uttar Pradesh, 11 devotees were killed in a bus accident that took place last night in Lakhimpur Gola Road in Khuta police station area of Shahjahanpur district. 10 others were seriously injured and sent to the Shahjahanpur Medical College Hospital for treatment. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in the Summit Clash in Chennai this evening. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.